Wow, it's so great to see all of you. I see angels and I see people of 2015. This is wonderful. What a great group of people to look at as I come in. Whatever brings you here today, custom, crisis, curiosity, family, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. We hope you may find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, peace with your world. I will be around after worship if you'd like to talk to me, or if you don't have time tonight, feel free to email me or Facebook me and we'll schedule something. Just a few instructional pieces. If you have a cell phone, please put it on vibrate or turn it off for us. The bathrooms are through here if you need to use the restroom in the middle of the worship. Please stay seated during our hymns because you don't have to stand up each time. At the end, we're going to have candles and it's going to be wonderful. And what I ask is that you have the candle that is lit be straight up and down, and the candle that is not lit, reach over to get the other candle. There will be some really great, wonderful snacks in the back, in the gathering room back here after worship. You're welcome to stay and visit with us. And also, off of the gathering room, there's a small room called the chapel room, and that will have the artwork of John August Swanson in it. This artwork is the artwork that we've been using throughout Advent, and we will continue to use throughout Epiphany. So if you can't see the bulletin because it's kind of dark and our night sky is shining bright, don't worry because everything will be here up on the screen, so you don't have to see your bulletin. And finally, this is a family-friendly worship service, so please know that children are welcome, and there will actually be a time during worship where children will be called forward. And know that we have weekly worship at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. So, welcome. Oh, did I say 10?
Yeah.
Okay, think of the other church. So, sorry. Okay, we have Sunday every Sunday we have worship at 11 a.m. This is the church I'm here at 11.
Is the night the whole world has been waiting for, the night that the light broke forth from the darkness, the night when all of our hopes and dreams find their fulfillment in a simple but miraculous birth in an out-of-the-way corner of the globe. It is a familiar and beloved story that never gets old, but remains wondrous and alluring no matter how many times we've heard it. It is also a story that transports us backward in time to where it first happened, as if we are seeing it happen for the very first time. Tonight, we join Mary and Joseph, shepherds and strangers from near and far, in seeking to welcome the Christ child into our world and our lives. Some 2,000 years after his birth, the world, which was created through him, still waits and searches for him and for what he brings: peace, joy, hope, and love. Meek souls will receive him, still the dear Christ enters in. This question is as real tonight as it was that night in Bethlehem so long ago. Will we recognize him, and will we let him in?
John's gospel tells us, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What came into being through the Word was life, and the life was the light for all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't extinguish the light. The true light that shines on all people was coming into the world. The light was in the world, and the world came into being through the light, but the world did not recognize the light. The light came to his own people, and his own people did not welcome him. But those who did welcome him, those who believed in his name, he authorized to become God's children." The book of Revelation teaches us that the entrance of Christ depends on each and every one of us. "Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you."
Tonight, we shall retell the story of Christmas with the help of our children. It is, of course, a story best seen through the eyes of children, with wonder and faith and appreciation. But it is not a story only for children. It is a story for all of us who know life's darkness, the pain and suffering, the brokenness and incompleteness, the loneliness and injustice. And for all who know its light, the beauty, the joy, the wonder. This story is for all of us. The story begins, as it always does, with Mary, with Joseph, with the innkeeper, and with each one of us all having to decide to say yes or no to God. Like refugees, the homeless, victims of abuse, and many others, Christ continues to wander in search of welcome, shelter, and safety. As one old Christmas carol puts it,
"Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown when thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home, there was found no room for thy holy nativity. O come to my heart, Lord Jesus, There is room in my heart for thee.
The decision to open our hearts and homes to the stranger, to Christ who comes as a stranger, is the story of Christmas. Us to Bethlehem to relive the story of Jesus' wondrous birth. Imagine yourself as a tired, busy homeowner or innkeeper in a sleepy little village overrun by outsiders returning home to be recorded and pay their taxes. The pressure of having to deal with strangers was as burdensome then as some find dealing with immigrants or even relatives today. This reading from Luke's Gospel takes us back to that time.
About that time, Caesar Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the empire. This was the first census, when Quirinius was governor of Syria. Everyone had to travel to his own ancestral hometown to be accounted for.
The emperor of Rome ordered a count of all the people in his empire. In fulfillment of the prophecy of Micah in the Old Testament, God had promised to come to Israel, the people of God, and to dwell with them as Emmanuel, meaning God with us. As we sing, let us remember that God is indeed with us always, in times of darkness and in times of light. God promised that one of David's descendants would sit upon the throne as ruler. Jesus, the one we call Emmanuel, would be born in a little town called Bethlehem.
Since Joseph belonged to David's house and family line, he went up from the city of Nazareth in Galilee to David's city called Bethlehem in Judea. He went to be enrolled together with Mary, who was promised to him in marriage and who was pregnant.
When Mary and Joseph arrived in Bethlehem, The city was crowded with people because of the census that the emperor had decreed. They stopped at an inn, but were told there was no room for them there. So they sought shelter in the stable, where they would stay for the night among the animals.
Shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
Will the child be born tonight out on a street corner? Can't you find a place for him? Do you have no
Oh,
and while they were there, the time came for Mary to deliver her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
This message brings joy today, even as it did centuries ago. More than 2,000 years later, the birth of Jesus still brings us joy. We celebrate with feasting, gift-giving, and singing. With this joy, God blesses us. Let us share our gifts now with our church family through our offerings, and let us rejoice in this part of our Christmas response to God's love.
Oh.
Jesus, the one who would bring salvation and light to the world, was born in a manger among the lowly beast of the stable. The animals' home, their warmth, their gentle noises would be the first gifts presented to our Lord. We now invite all of the children to bring up their own special stuffed animals and place them around the manger. Then all of the children are invited to remain down in the front of the altar for the children's blessing. Come, come now.
Let's all sing together Away in the Manger. In a circle again, we were. You can sit there, right there. It's fine. I have a story to read. This story that I'll be reading is called A Rare Nativity. And I'm going to ask you a couple questions that might seem like a strange question on Christmas Eve. But what is an enemy?
someone who isn't someone you don't like for some reason, maybe? So I'm wondering, do any of you have an enemy, like maybe a bully or someone you thought that you could trust and then they weren't trustworthy, or maybe someone told a lie about you? Anyone? Maybe, that's maybe. So this is a story of someone who is very angry with their enemy. And again, it sounds weird. Why would I be telling this story on Christmas Eve? But here we go. On the first night of Christmas, I gave my enemy a briar of tanglewood tree. You see that? On the second night of Christmas, I gave my enemy two broken eggs. On the third night of Christmas, I gave my enemy three crooked forks. On the fourth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy four old potatoes. On the fifth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy five shards of glass. On the sixth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy six crumpled tissues. On the seventh night of Christmas, I gave my enemy seven scraps of paper. On the eighth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy eight clumps of clay. On the ninth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy nine rusty nails. On the tenth night of Christmas, I gave my enemy a bird nest in 10 pieces. On the 11th night of Christmas, I gave my enemy 11 dead leaves. On the 12th night of Christmas, I gave my enemy 12 gnarly twigs. That night that followed, number 12, I slept till 3:30, and I wallowed in my sallow state against my enemy. My dreams were dashed as I awoke to a knocking at the door. I grumbled out of bed, and then I shuffled toward the sound. I opened up the door to find a gift upon the ground. The tag upon the lid contained a note addressed to me. I recognized the penmanship. It was of my enemy. And look what it says on this tag. What does it say on the tag? It says, "Forgive me." I gently pulled the knotted twine and, setting it aside, I lifted up the lid to see what was inside. 5 shards of glass composed a star, a singular display. And sheep were made of tissue, bits of bird nest made the hay, as paper angels shouted out their wondrous praise. Potato shepherds came to life with carvings and with clay. 3 knightly forks were each bowed ahead, their near rusted spiky pegs. The briar baby lay between the pair. Parental eggs. All foolish things, all rotten things I'd sent my enemy were carefully converted in this rare nativity. He turned the other cheek and made my ugliness a gem, and by doing so pointed me to lovely Bethlehem. Do you see this rare nativity that was made out of all those things that he sent his enemy? And the enemy asked him to forgive him. This is a strange story to talk about on Christmas Eve, enemies and forgiveness. But Jesus taught us to forgive through his life and death. Tonight we celebrate the remembering of his birth because he showed us the example of how to live. a life of forgiveness, even when it's really, really hard. Will you pray with me for a moment? Dear God, in this time of busyness and presence and trying to get the perfect dinner together and the perfect display outside our house, please be with us and remind us that we are here to love and forgive one another. We pray this all in your name. Amen.
While Mary cradled the holy infant, shepherds stood watch over their flock in the field. Soon, the quiet stillness of the night would be broken by the wondrous news of Jesus' birth. These angels, heavenly messengers, had been with God at the time of creation, voicing their praise in song. Now they sang again at the birth of Jesus.
Nearby shepherds were living in the fields, watching over their flocks at night. The Lord's angel stood before them, and the Lord's glory shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said, "Do not be afraid. Look, I bring good tidings of great joy, wonderful, joyous news for all people. Your Savior is born today in David's city. He is Christ the Lord. This is a sign for you. You will find a newborn baby wrapped snugly and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great assembly of the heavenly hosts was with the angel praising God. They said,
"Oh, Lord, help me who will believe the gracious tidings now received. Gloria, Gloria, in excelsis Deo. The mighty Lord of heaven
God gave the gift of Christ, Emmanuel, to the world, and the world would never be the same. Love, hope, and peace came to us that night in the form of the baby Jesus, the light of the world. Hear now how the shepherds responded to the angels' good news.
When the angels returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go right now to Bethlehem and see what has happened. Let's confirm what the Lord has revealed to us." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. When they saw this, they reported what they had been told about this child. Everyone who heard it was amazed at what the shepherds told them.
After they had worshipped at the manger, the shepherds returned to their homes and spread the news of Jesus' birth. People often look to the stars for signs of God's action in their world. On that first holy night, a special Christmas star, shining bright like never before, appeared in the sky to announce the birth of Jesus. As the shepherds were sharing the wondrous news, three magi from a distant land to the east saw the star in the sky and pondered its meaning. Recognizing the star to be a sign, they set off using it as their guide to find the baby they knew was to be born King of the Jews. Matthew tells of their journey and of their encounter with Herod.
During the rule of King Herod, the Magi came from the east to Jerusalem. They asked, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in the east, and we've come to honor him." When King Herod heard this, he was troubled. Herod secretly called for the Magi and found out from them the time when the star had first appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search carefully for the child. When you've found him, report to me so that I too may go and honor him." When they heard the king, they left on their journey, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They entered the house and saw the child with Mary, his mother. Falling to their knees, they honored him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Because they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their country by another road.
And so, this Christmas, as we have gathered as a family in Christ to worship, let us remember all those who welcomed the child who brought light into their lives. This tiny child who taught us how to love changed this world forever. Let us join the shepherds, the angels, the beast, and all of humanity in welcoming him into our world once more. And let us reflect the light of Jesus in our own lives this night and always. Everyone, please join me in the unison prayer. Holy God, we pray for room at the inn, for ourselves, for those around us in this sanctuary, for those who will be with tomorrow, for everyone, for every weary traveler during this holy season. We pray for a place to rest, for every person who finds themselves homeless and fearful. We pray for shelter, for every man, woman, and child fleeing from the terrors of war or violence or persecution. We pray for safe refuge, for every lost soul seeking a glimpse of God. We pray for open doors, outstretched arms, and extravagant welcome. We pray in the name of the Christ child, who dwells in every stranger's face, in every forgotten place, in every act of kindness and grace. Amen. In a baby, born of poor parents, we find our holy Savior. That child, so dear and gentle, is the Lord of heaven and earth. In the stillness and darkness of night, Jesus, the Christ, is born and fills us with light.
we see all this light around us, let's take this with us as we go through our year and our life. Please feel free to join us in the gathering room after worship. And if you would like, please take home one of the little cards that is in your bulletin. You're welcome to take that with you. And as the lights come up, please extinguish your candle. And I leave you now with this prayer and benediction from Howard Thurman. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and the princes are home, when the shepherds are back with the flocks, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal those broken in spirit, to feed the hungry, to release the oppressed, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the peoples, to make a little music with the heart, and to radiate the light of Christ every day, in every way, in all we do and in all we say. Then the work of Christmas begins. Go now in peace.